Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 401 for Friday, May 19th. I'm Dave Sims. Canola contracts on the ICE Futures Canada platform were mostly higher Friday morning, tracking advances in the U.S. soy complex. Canola was anywhere from even to $2 higher. The July contract was unchanged at $521.30 a ton, while the November contract was at $499.90 a ton, up $1.40. The technical bias has turned higher, while slow farmer selling and delays in canola planting were supportive for prices. There are ideas yesterday's losses were overdone. However, on the other side, there is some speculation more selling could occur as new crop canola contracts fell yesterday. The Canadian dollar was stronger relative to its U.S. counterpart, and that made canola less enticing to international buyers. Milling wheat, barley, and durum were untraded and unchanged. In the U.S., soybeans were 7 to 9 cents higher. The July contract was at $9.53 a bushel. The market was correcting itself in the wake of yesterday's steep plunge. The soybean harvest in Argentina is proceeding fairly smoothly right now, and roughly two-thirds of the crop has been taken off. The final production estimate for Argentina was raised to 57.5 million tons. On the international scene, South Korea purchased 55,000 tons of soybeans from Brazil as it and other countries rushed to take advantage of Brazil's cheap prices. Corn was 5 cents stronger, with the July contract checking in at $3.71 a bushel. Weekly U.S. corn export shipments were the second largest of the 2016-17 marketing year. The production estimate for Argentina was raised to 39 million tons. China auctioned off 1 million tons of corn from its state reserve. And the estimate for the European Union's total grain harvest this year was lowered by a few million tons, and that's due to frost and excess dryness. Wheat was 4 to 5 cents higher, with the July contract at $4.31 a bushel. The market took strength from gains in corn and soybeans, as well as some chart-based buying. France's wheat conditions dropped due to poor weather. Venezuela is set to import 60,000 tons of Russian wheat per month, with the first shipments starting this year. So that's a look at the futures prices from ICE Futures Canada and Chicago for Friday, May 19th. In Winnipeg, for Farm Market News, I'm Dave Sims.